All right, this week on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast, we are talking about church staff communication, and today's title is The Communication Line Open. Your staff holds the answer. We're going to talk about that. My name is Todd Rhodes. I'm one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. And thanks for joining us for this edition of the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. We're in the process of this week going through the topic of church staff communications. And this all comes out of what we did last year and what we're just starting again. We just opened it up this year for our 2024 church staff health assessment. And we'd love for you to take that if you haven't already over at churchstaffassessment.com. Churchstaffassessment.com. It's absolutely free. And at the end of it, you get a nice little report telling you how you're doing from a church health standpoint. Get a score between 0 and 100. I think it'd be really valuable for you. So churchstaffassessment.com. Today, we're talking about one of the statements we made last year and got feedback on from over 1,000 church staff people. This is a statement we gave them. There is a clear and open line of communication between church staff and church leadership. And the results were really interesting. About 64% affirmed that there is positive lines of communication within the church. Most church staff feel fairly well connected in their leadership. Like I said, 681 individuals, a little over 1,000 respondents. So about 64% agree or strongly agree that communication and leadership is open and clear in their churches. That's great. That's great. And we've talked about communication is not a switch that you flip. It is something that wherever you are today, you want to try and be better tomorrow. So what we want to try and do this week is help you to get even a little bit better tomorrow than you were today. So 64% strongly agree or agree that communication is pretty open, pretty clear. About 70%, though, either disagree or strongly disagree. And that is leaving them kind of feeling like they're in a communication limbo. They don't really know what's going on at the church. They don't know what's going on with the staff. They don't have any idea what the leadership is thinking. When we ask them, is there clear and open lines of communication between church staff and leadership? They say, no, there's not. And it's bad. So about 17% said no. About 19% are either neutral, which means they're either fully or satisfied or dissatisfied. Okay. Let's start out with a positive. I always like to, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, right? According to who you ask about me. But some of the good stuff out of this is that, hey, A is 64% field communication. It's pretty good. Pretty good. But let's talk a little bit about those that are dissatisfied. Okay. And by dissatisfied, either those that disagreed or strongly disagreed, about 17%. But that's 1 out of 5 people on your staff. If you've got a staff of 5, probably there's, if your church is typical, you've got probably one person on there anyway that feels like communication's horrible. You probably have another person, a second person out of 5 that's, they're neutral. Okay. So let's talk about 17 that disagree or strongly disagree and the 19% that are neutral. First of all, the 19% who remain neutral, they could go either way. Their neutrality may stem from like various reasons. It could be a lack of clarity in communication. It could be maybe there's clarity, but there needs to be more frequent updates. Maybe there need to be interactive discussions. But I think, and I'm reading something into this just from my experience and working with church staffs, that some of the neutrality, some of those 1 in 5, 19% that are neutral, that might be that there's just not consistent communication. So you might go, and churches do this and leaders do this all the time, where they go through maybe a period of a few weeks or a few months where, man, they're communicating everything. They're just popping everything out there. And then it goes dark for 6 months. And, or maybe a new initiative, we're going to start this and it's going to be great. And we're going to do this. And then they launch it and then nothing happens. And the staff is sitting around thinking, I don't know what's really happening here. So some of that neutrality might actually be, you've got some good things going on. It's just not consistent. Okay. So that's the 19%. The 17% who disagree, again, probably about 1 in 5, if your church is typical, Those are the ones that you really have to watch out for, because, and maybe you're listening to this and you're like, no, the communication sucks at my church. If this is not addressed, this is going to cause disunity. It's eventually probably going to cause more people rather than less people that are happy on your team with the communication. And eventually it's going to cause staff turnover. If you're a leader, you're going to lose this person because they're going to get frustrated. If you're this person that's frustrated, you're probably going to look for something different. While we can say, hey, things are mostly good, 3 out of 5 feel like we're doing a good job, it's those 2 out of 5 that we really need to try through our communication strategy and really building into individuals to try and move that gauge. Again, not flipping a switch, but make things feel like you're making things better day to day, month to month. What should you do? If you're a leader, what should you do? I think you need to try and strive to bridge that communication gap for the 36 to 40% that are not completely satisfied. So how do you do that? Implementing an open door policy, that could literally be leaving your door open and allowing people to come in and talk to you. Sometimes those closed doors of our leaders are intimidating and we don't want to bother. So implementing an open door policy, enhancing transparency, regular staff meetings to discuss concerns and updates. We're going to talk about that in a later episode. The number of church staff meetings that never happen, that should happen, and some that happen that shouldn't happen. We'll talk about that in a later episode, so you have to stay tuned. But just fostering this culture, and I know it doesn't sound like rocket surgery here, I know, but cultivating that culture of open dialogue, of involvement, of a situation or a culture where you can come and talk to me as your leader, and you can come and give me ideas, great ideas for the future. You can come and tell me of places where you're struggling, of concerns, of complaints, those kind of things. Just that open door policy and that just cultivating that culture of being able to have conversations without there being judgment or ramifications is huge. And if you're a staff member, if you're one of those 17% that strongly agrees, my guess is that part of that could be that you feel like, hey, if I speak up, there's going to be ramifications or there's going to be consequences for me to, and that's not a healthy atmosphere that you want to cultivate. So remember, maintaining open communication, it's crucial for your staff cohesion. It's crucial for your staff morale. It's crucial for your organizational health. And it's just absolutely crucial to eliminate future staff turnover and disunity. Maintaining an open communication plan is going to bring your staff together and encourage unity in ways that you never dreamed possible. So where do you start? Well, you start, yesterday we talked about starting quickly and not lollygagging around. If you know that there's areas where you can communicate better, you need to start doing that today, not tomorrow, today, and try to make constant improvement day to day, month to month, year to year, in open communication with you and your staff. And if you're a staff member, it may be risky and there may be consequences, but you need to try and do your best to open up that communication. And if the door's shut, if it's not an open door policy, sometimes you got to knock on the door and start the conversation yourself. It's hard, but that open line of communication is critical. It's crucial to the health of your church, and if you're a staff member, to your individual health, the health of your family, and health of your ministry at your current church moving forward. Okay, thanks so much. Hope this was helpful to you. I would love to hear your comments. You can reach me anytime at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com, and head over to churchstaffassessment.com to take our free 2024 Church Staff Health Assessment. Thanks so much.